USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
What was to be a crowd of 50,000 people for a week-long celebration in Milwaukee will now just be a couple of hundred people and a lot of online events. The Democratic National Convention beginning this evening. It will feature speeches this evening from former First Lady Michelle Obama and Senator Bernie Sanders. Meanwhile, President Trump is going to Wisconsin this evening for a rally in Oshkosh. After violence broke out in the streets of Chicago again over the weekend as officers clashed with rioters, Chicago's Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot says it was agitators at the protest that sparked all that violence.
We are absolutely not going to tolerate people who come to these protests looking for a fight.
Some protesters said it was police who showed up looking for a fight.
The police showed up with shields, batons, and pepper spray.
USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
National Security Advisor Robert O'Brien has struck down several reports which had been claiming that President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin may have a summit to discuss arms control before November's election. O'Brien told NBC's Meet the Press yesterday the White House briefly considered it but has since rejected that idea. Many police and fire organizations in New York City pledging on Friday they'd make sure a 9/11 remembrance that was canceled by city officials would be put back on the calendar. Now New York's Governor Andrew Cuomo's taken action, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo announced that the annual September 11th light installation, during which two columns of light are projected into the night sky from ground zero, is back on. The governor said the state will provide health care personnel and supervision in order to ensure the safety of the large crew required to assemble the Tribute in Light installation, which features 88 7,000 watt xenon light bulbs on the roof of a parking garage.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
As a couple of tropical storm systems are developing in the Atlantic, the Mississippi coast today will remember what was once the hurricane that all other Gulf Coast storms were measured by, Camille. It made landfall near Waveland 51 years ago tonight as a Category 5, with winds initially estimated at nearly 200 miles an hour, but after further study years later, they were downgraded to about 175, but it still ranks as the second most intense storm to ever hit the continental U.S. Camille produced what at the time was a record storm surge in Pass Christian, a record broken 36 years later by Hurricane Katrina. New Zealand's Prime Minister postponing elections there because of a new coronavirus outbreak, moving the election 4 weeks to October 17th. Political parties in New Zealand were in favor of the delay since it's been impossible to campaign as the country remains locked down again. The lockdown order has also recently been extended to August 26th. And a home is for sale in Missouri that comes with a rare amenity. The two-bedroom, two-bathroom historic home in Fayette has 9 jail cells in its basement. The real estate agent says the possibilities are amazing in that listing for the 1875 building that housed Howard County's Sheriff's Office and jail. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.